Let's welcome in the man who is preempted by Governor Pritzker every single day. His show Extra should be airing weekdays at 3 o'clock on Fox Chicago. It's our old buddy, the Bushy, Billy Bush. Happy Easter. How are you?
Happy Easter to you, Pete, my good man. Everything's well.
You are preempted every single day by the governor.
Are you trying to get me disgruntled on this beautiful happy Easter? I believe the governor has some important things to share with the people of Illinois and Chicago for sure, and I stand down until he that I should return.
Well, of course. Now, I've been following you on social media.
Speaking of returning, a glorious Easter it is, my friend, to you, okay, and to all your fine listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I've been following you on social media, and I've noticed that you've been going into the studio. Is that safe?
I have been. I pushed hard for it, we were all inclined. We've got a very lean team. Our director's not even in there. It's me and a camera, audio, and a tech, and a producer. Most everybody's working from home. But yeah, it was important, to do it very safely for everybody.
Right.
But to keep doing it, because I don't see us as just an entertainment show. I consider us a news program that leans heavily on entertainment. And when this is going on, I think we're doing a good job of delivering what's important to know, and also not overdoing it. Cable news has nothing but real estate.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as you can see, as of late, they give way to their worst instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the politicizing of everything, the demonizing of everything, and the harping on every little detail. They're trying to keep us watching. I understand the model. But I think, people should be balanced. And, a good day in this time is not incessant viewing or consumption, just a little bit. And this is us. We're a good balance of information and escapism. And when we do celebrities, it's the ones that are helping make it. Not the ones, who are posturing.
Right.
Of course, some of that.
I really, Billy, feel like we're doing the same thing here at WGN Radio. It's a fine balance. I've had two doctors on today. I had Dr. Oz. I had Dr. Singer from Northwestern, who answered calls for 30 minutes. We're going to have John Ratzenberger, who's on CBS on Monday night.
Yeah.
It's a fine balance because people, they want to get away from the coronavirus talk, but they also want the information about it, and they want to be entertained.
Yes, I think that's right. And I have the chief medical officer of USC Hospital with me every single morning. We tape early so he can get back to the hospital.
Dr. D?
Yeah, Dr. D, Armin Dorian. And he's a wonderful guy. He's become a good friend. And at the top with me, and we sometimes will do a demo or something. He taught me how to take off a surgical glove. Because gloves are like, wait, once they're on, can't we recontaminate when we take them off? So all these little things that are so confusing, he's been very helpful. He's very clear. And then when the Tom and Rita Hanks story, when that happened, I saw such a great opportunity to live through, they could do in a leadership role what we needed, which was to sort of calm us down by letting us follow every step of their recovery. And I thought the tone of his messages and posts were great. There's an example of celebrity being used at its best. He did a great job, and so did Rita, of taking a little of that fear off, saying, well, Tom Hanks is in his 60s. They're both, look at them, they're recovering. And
right.
Yeah, and most people do, and of course there's outliers. These outliers, and for every 104, there's the 104-year-old grandmother who survived the Spanish flu, and then went on to beat COVID-19 when she was, and she's 104 years. It is the news from Italy. What a great story!
Yeah,
and then of course you're always going to hear about the 38-year-old man who was totally
healthy and he passes away. I know.
It's horrible, but, there are outliers to everything.
Yeah, you mentioned.
So I end every show with hope and a great story of recovery.
And I love those because you usually post those on Instagram, but I want to go back to Tom Hanks for a second. Tom Hanks is like that uncle that everyone wants to sit next to at Thanksgiving dinner. Last night when he hosted the stay-at-home Saturday Night Live, when he did his monologue, you just felt comfortable. Even though it was a makeshift show, it was very entertaining. And having Tom Hanks start the show, I just loved it.
Yeah, there's been, I thought it was so great too. And he's got such the right folksy, type of, he is considered, quote, the nicest man in Hollywood and deserving of the title. He was great to have on doing that. I watched Andrea Bocelli this morning on YouTube, his live from the Duomo, which was just sensational. It was a half an hour. He closed with Amazing Grace outside the Duomo by himself, standing in front of this massive building, and it showed pictures of London, Paris, New York. And it was, those things. How about the country music people who did Our Country on ACMs? You see Florida Georgia Line in their living room with their kids. And, and then there was the Fox special where you saw, Billie Eilish and her brother on the couch. And I've enjoyed those tremendously. We've had people like D Nice, DJ D Nice, who I'd never heard of in my life, but all of a sudden he's become one of the great stories of quarantine, bringing people together in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you'll always have the celebrities who are like, you need to do this. And like they're Zen praying in their $18 million backyard with the Zen koi ponds and all that. And you're like, yeah.
Gazelle.
Yeah, maybe that didn't work so well.
Right. Tom Brady's wife.
There's been others, not to single out anyone, but, it's a time where people are, the memes have slowed down a little bit, we were all getting those memes, and particular fellow kept popping up on my feed.
I got two of those today.
I think you know the one. And
yes, the bald man.
If I never see him again, may he rest in peace, I'll be okay.
Yes. But you did mention the silver lining.
For so many reasons.
I want to mention, I love Bon Jovi, and I love that his new song, Do What You Can, the hashtag, Do What You Can, when you can't do what you do, you can do what you can. People wrote the second verse, and that took off like wildfire.
Yeah, wasn't that great? Bon Jovi would sing the chorus, the first verse, the chorus, let everyone insert their own second verse. And with me, one of our producers sort of alerted him to the fact that I had done it. And he went in and sang my verse, sent me back a version of him singing the one that I wrote, which was really cool. I love that. I wrote about my 90-year-old neighbor.
Yeah.
Who's a Korean war vet. He's an old soul, beautiful man, but he's 90, and I'm trying to work with him and say, Jim, you're not allowed to leave the house. Oh, I'm fine, man. I'm shot twice, he said. I said, yeah, but okay. But you're the kind of guy that's definitely going to cross the century mark, and I can't wait to see it because you're so built and strong. And no. So I bring him his, if it's not me, it's one of my daughters. We make an extra plate for Jim, every night. And so I sang about him, and Bon Jovi sent that back.
I
it was really good. It's on my Instagram.
I love it. We're talking with Billy Bush. If you can catch Extra at 3 o'clock, if the governor is not broadcasting live, you can also go to his social media and follow him. You're doing a good job of putting those segments up there on Instagram, but I want to ask you about your family. How are your parents doing out east?
Oh, so great. I have my unofficial research for Andrea Bocelli's massive live concert around the world this morning. I think it's going to be huge because somehow my parents at 88 and 80 figured out how to get it up on YouTube, up on their TV screen, a smart TV.
Wow.
Unheard of. If they got it on their TV and they watched it, I said, oh, gosh, that means everybody. These numbers are going to be massive. So they're in Florida. And, my dad struggles to, he likes to go to Walmart, the supersized Walmart, in order to exercise.
Yep.
Because he says if you walk the aisle up and down each aisle, it's a mile. And if you take a cart, you get an extra workout and they think you're shopping. I said, Dad, that's wonderful. It's enterprising. I'm proud of you. Now, don't do it anymore. You're not doing it for a while. You're going to walk right out the street, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
You need to take a little walker. Okay, but we're not going to go to Walmart at this particular point. You can send somebody to get what you need. So they're doing okay. He's, you know, old guy like that doesn't, you know, they don't like these rules, but
it's funny.
None of us do.
It's funny that you say that because that generation just needs to be doing something at all times. My 85-year-old mother, who still works to this day, having her
at home,
she's driving herself crazy. She is an assistant manager at an assisted living facility in Peoria, and she still drove to work every single day. And a few weeks ago, we're like, Ma, you got to stop. You got to stay at home. You got to take care of yourself. If you need to get out, walk around your neighborhood, but keep the distance.
Wow. She's the manager of an assisted living. So she's managing many residents who are way younger than she is.
Yes.
What a bull. That is so terrific. Mama McMurray.
Yes.
That is incredible.
She's 85 going on 62, let me tell you. I do want to mention...
How do you think we come out of this? You know, I don't think we rush back into the great bars outside of Wrigley or, you know, or...
That is a great
find a way to do it.
That is so funny, but because I have a few bullet points in front of me that I wanted to hit. I want to talk about Netflix, but that is my last point, because they're calling this the profound pause, where the entire planet had to stop. How do we come out of this? Do we come out of this where we're slowing down, or life just resumes as is? Are we more empathetic? Are we angry? I don't know. That's the biggest question, I think.
I feel restlessness building, so people are going to want to get back, and we're going to have to hold it as long as, listen to the medical community, and as long as we can. And I think at some point we are going to have to get back, and I see that coming a little sooner than, you know, anyone who's saying the fall. I think that's not going to happen. I think it's going to be sooner than that, and I think we're going to come out carefully. I think we're going to take the lessons of this thing pretty well once we get that vaccine. We're never going to look back, because number one from every president that we elect is their understanding of this situation. And, mm-hmm. you know, there is no America first. There's no America first. There's no problem. And sharing data with the best scientists in Italy, Spain, Germany,
yep.
China,
yep.
everywhere. We're not sharing that data. Constant data on with that communication, we'll be in trouble again. But if we are sharing it at every corner, because we have the minds, it's not bigger than us. We can do that.
I agree.
So that'll be interesting.
Yep, I agree. 100%.
We truly are one. It's such a cliche. Oh, we are one. No. You know, one. You said that one person can change the world. One did.
Yep.
One did.
Yep.
Change the world. And we all, you know, are so connected.
Mm-hmm.
We're connected in the worst way. With this virus, and so now we got to just go forward connected in the best way, or at least a much better way.
God, that's so true. One person did change the world, and we all are connected. Look, this is where we are now. Before you go, I want to ask you about Netflix. Have you watched season 3 of Ozark?
First of all, before I go, where am I going? I got nowhere to go, Pete. Don't hang up on me.
We have commercials.
Ozark. I took in the empty calories that is Tiger King, and then I watched Ozark season 3 because I had already seen 1 and 2. I love it. I'm a Bateman guy.
I love Bateman. I want to be his friend. I really feel like I could be friends with Jason.
You know what? I found an old text number for him, and I texted him and I said, "Bateman, is this you? I've been binging on Bateman, and want to tell you, you're a beautiful man and doing great work, and hope all's well." And he sent a nice text back. He lives up on Mulholland, not too far from me. He's a hockey fan like us, Pete,
mm-hmm.
and a really good guy. Yeah, that guy's on fire. He's got 2 series that people are binging.
How about Laura Linney? She's so unlikable this season. She is so good. And that final scene of season 3. Wow.
Well, don't give it away for those who haven't.
I'm not.
It's abrupt. It's abrupt. It's shocking. And it has me licking my chin.
Yes.
Four, which I expect we'll be getting.
I know. We can't wait. All right. Tiger King. I just don't get it. It's like watching a train wreck. You can't pull away from it. I mean, it's a hillbilly. It's all these hillbilly cults about tigers. It's ridiculous.
I also think we saw the sanitized version. I think that from what I understand, I did an interview with the man whose footage burned in the fire, the guy that spent over a year living with Joe Exotic, Rick Kirkham.
Oh, boy.
That the producer who had the whiskey glass and the cigs going all the time, like
right.
in the Netflix thing.
Yeah.
He now lives in Norway with a woman he met online. It works for a local paper in this little town in Norway.
What?
And he said, the footage that burned is worse than anything you could possibly have imagined. He had a, which I'm glad, I think maybe it's okay, even though Joe probably set the thing on. It's okay we don't see that footage. I don't
yes.
think I want to see what could be on there. That's, I saw enough. And when I say empty calories, I walked away feeling bloated, depressed. Unsatisfied.
Yes. There is a new isn't there a new episode tonight on Netflix? There is like a bonus episode.
Yes. One thing you can count on with Hollywood is that if something works, they will find bonus footage somewhere to tie them over to the second season, which they're going to somehow, you know, they'll do something with it.
Right, of course they will.
Over 35 million streams or something.
This guy is in jail. They'll find a way to do another season somehow.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to work with the governor. They're going to work with whatever they can do. This is Hollywood, baby.
How about the presidential press conference the other day when the reporter asked about pardoning Joe Exotic? Really?
You know what? I don't know who that little reporter was, but I kind of admire him because he really handled it well. Of course, it's absurd, and we're at a serious time, and, you know, there's the natural criticism that comes with that. But it is one of those phenomena. Americans are watching it.
Yeah.
It's interesting he broke up the fact that, you know, Don Jr. was for the pardoning, obviously joking.
Right.
Of Joe Exotic. But, you know, Trump is great ripping on those things, and but we don't need to spend much time on that.
No, we absolutely not. We don't have to do that. So what are you doing tonight for Easter? Are you having the girls over? What are you doing?
So the girl, we'll start. My ex-wife, Sydney, lives a mile from me, and we sort of have double quarantine going. I'll be over there. There will be a, she's going to do a bolognese. Normally she does the big ham and the big thing, the huge, but it's a different year. We're not going out to the store to get all that stuff. We're going to do a mellow bolognese. We're going to watch our church service online at 6.
Mm-hmm.
We already watched Bocelli this morning. And we'll do church at 6 o'clock. Our church in L.A. is called Zoe Church. Really good. And we will enjoy the music, enjoy the word, have dinner together. And we all had Easter baskets this morning with a roll of paper in each for everybody. Very nice.
A roll of toilet paper? Your phone cut out. Did you say a roll of toilet paper in everyone's
yeah.
Easter basket?
A roll of toilet paper in everyone's basket. Sydney laid out baskets for everybody,
nice.
Including me. And we all got our own roll. As I left, she took the roll out of mine. I said, whoa, what's that? She goes, you're not taking paper out of here.
I've said this before. It's really amazing how you get along so well with your former wife raising your three daughters.
It's a blessing. And I, you know, we both took steps to make sure that that was the case. You know, We help each other out too. I mean, you know, whatever the formalities are that the authorities decided, you know, that I would give this or that every month, whatever. It's a framework. If it needs to be a little more, it's a little more. If it needs to be this, but just work it out. We're on the same team,
right? Yeah.
So, and it's great for the girls. They were all over here. And last night we had we played some fun game, Piccadillo, something. It's a white claw game.
Okay.
I got two of age, and we had those games. Chipping golf balls in the backyard. You know, we're trying to figure out ways to get it done.
You said White Claw, which is the alcoholic beverage, and you and I have exchanged text messages. We're all drinking like we're back in college.
I got to tell you, I'm hearing myself get fatter. I work out every day, but the booze and the food, It's, I'm trying to break even. I'm not.
No.
My daughter calls it the quarantine. And I've got, my dad would say, Dunlop's disease. When the belly, Dunlop over the belt.
Oh,
and
boy.
That is definitely happening here. It's too bad.
The quarantine. I like that.
I'm either going to take 2 weeks off when this is over, or I'm going straight to Betty Ford.
You'll dial it down. You'll be okay. Billy Bush, the host of Extra.
Okay.
It's good to hear your voice, man. Happy Easter, and we'll talk very soon, okay?
Happy Easter to you, Pete. He is risen indeed, and love to all in the mighty city of Chicago.
All right, take care. That is Billy Bush, everybody.